Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 333. Now raise your hand if you feel like you have consumed way too much chocolate, way too many sweets, and it's not even the actual holiday. If you're walking, you're scrubbing your toilets, I don't know, whatever it is that you do when you listen to podcasts, if you are nodding your head yes, and you too are feeling that pull to diet, that pull to restrict post-holiday, I want you to know that you are not alone. I want to invite you today to pause and to walk through an exercise with me that I know is going to help you release any of that lingering guilt that maybe you've had building up over how you ate or have been eating over the holiday season. Today, we are going to read the Intuitive Eater's Holiday Bill of Rights together to help us make peace with food, with our minds and our bodies. This is such a powerful exercise. I do it every holiday season with my clients, and I want to invite you to get a piece of it as well because I think it can be so freeing and we all need this reminder. Now, if you are ready to get a head start on your non-diet goals in the new year, just head to katiehake.com/schedule to book a free strategy call. Our free strategy call is a 15, 20 minute, really casual call. And what that means to you is you can ask any questions about our program, about working together, about insurance. And the real value is we get to see if this is the right fit and give you any resources that you need, if it's not, to get you on the right path. All right, on to the show. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. I wish I was as brilliant as the queen herself, but I am not. So today I am reading to you straight from the OG, the queen, Evelyn Tribble, the creator, the original intuitive eating professional. Now, I'm also going to link to this in the show notes. So if you want to pull it up, maybe you, hopefully you're not driving, but if you want to read along with me, there's so much power depending on how you learn, your learning style, whether it's visual, whether it's audio or reading it, or maybe you listen to it now and you go back later and read it. What if peace on earth could begin at the dinner table? Imagine experiencing an inner peace free from incessant worry about what to eat. It's hard to enjoy the holidays when you're feeling preoccupied with eating or worried about what to say to relatives who have an annual tradition of telling you what and how to eat. Consider this year your intuitive eating bill of rights as we enter into this holiday season to help you foster inner peace with food, with mind, and with your body. Number one, you have the right to savor your meal without cajoling or judgment, and without discussion of calories eaten or the amount of exercise needed to burn off said calories. Number two, you have the right to enjoy second servings without apology, or third or fourth for that matter. Number three, you have the right to honor your fullness, even if that means saying no thanks to dessert or a second helping of food. Number four, it is not your responsibility to make someone happy by overeating, even if it took them hours to prepare a special holiday dish. Number five, you have the right to say no thank you without explanation when offered more food. You know, I actually had this conversation with a girlfriend this morning who, this is a sidetrack, sorry, side story, squirrel, that's what you get when you listen to this. Timmy, my 7-month-old sweet angel boy, was sick for the first time and he had a fever. And for any parents listening, you know, the first time your child is sick, it's like the saddest thing in the world. They're so pathetic. They're just clingy and it's just really sad. I mean, you don't want to leave their side. And I was actually supposed to go on a work trip and leave the state for a week. And I just, my heart couldn't take it. And so I talked to a friend and she said, you don't have to give an explanation. Like, know your priorities, know your values, stay true to what you know you need to do and what feels right to you. And you don't have to explain that to others. And I thought, this is so true when it comes to food as well, when it comes to setting boundaries. And when you can do it with food and with fitness and with your body, that creates such a ripple effect that it's so much easier to set those boundaries in other areas of your life, such as with family, such as in the professional setting. So just remember, no, no, thank you. That's a complete sentence. Number six, you have the right, again, to stick to your original answer of no, even if you are asked multiple times. Just calmly and politely repeat, no, thank you, really. And seven, you have the right to eat pumpkin pie or insert your favorite holiday dessert for breakfast. Remember, no one except for you knows how you feel, both emotionally and physically. Only you can be the expert of your body, which requires inner attunement rather than the external well-meaning suggestions from family. Again, this was written and released by Evelyn Tribbley. This was actually posted back in 2010. So check it out. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes. But I hope you just feel encouraged that you are the expert. You are the expert. You know your body best. So listen to it. And the more that you can listen to it and lean into it, that is only going to build that trust with your body. Now, with clients, we dive deeper in the Reboot Bootcamp. That is our online signature nutrition coaching program. We dive deeper into these things. And if you find it really hard to say no, or, you know, hearing these, your Bill of Rights, you find it hard to even think about how to exercise those rights in a setting, I invite you to schedule that free call and let's just chat. And again, see if it's the right fit for you. Because again, if you feel that tug in your heart, just know that you don't have to feel that way. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.